السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
Today I will mention some ahadith, that is the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with reference to the Malik attribute of God. It is reported by Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with both, that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, each one of you is in charge about those who are responsible to him, and he is answerable to him. The Imam is in charge on the people of the community and congregation. Then the men are responsible for the household. And the servant is responsible under his master, and he will be also questioned about his responsibilities. Here, four categories of people have been reminded. Firstly, to the Imam, that Imam should look after his followers. Secondly, the master of the house, that if he is the leader of his tribe or his family, he is responsible for them. A woman who is responsible for the house of the husband and children, they should look after them. And a servant who is has the responsibility of the property of his master, he will be questioned about it. At the end, Allah says, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that all these people who have been given this responsibility, they should all remember that the one who is the total master, who is the master of the earth and the heaven, and he has given these responsibilities to you, he will question you whether you have discharged your responsibility correctly. The day when the Malik Yawmuddin will give verdict of reward and punishment, you will be questioned for all your responsibilities. It is not an ordinary thing. A man is trembles. The one who has the belief and faith in a reward and punishment. So first of all, it says the Imam will be asked. And when I hear this, my hair stand on their end, that whatever responsibility Allah has given to me, I should not lack on its discharge. And this is such a responsibility that to discharge it, you do not need any cleverness or knowledge. Neither can you discharge this with any cleverness or with knowledge or with the giving time. If Allah's mercy and grace is not supporting you, one cannot even walk a step. And you can only attempt to attract Allah's grace through supplications. So first of all, I request you that please help me with your prayers. And I will be engaged in prayers for you, because Jamaat and Khilafat is inseparable. May Allah enable me to discharge my responsibilities to His will. When joining all together, that is, they will be praying for Caliphate of Ahmadiyya and the living Caliph, this will be great service, because the prayer of the Jamaat and the Imam will be walking hand in hand and will be seeking help from God. When they will be walking in one direction, then those who are praying, they will also be walking in one direction, because they will know that when we are praying, our actions should also be such that they should follow commands of Allah. They should move in the direction where, according to the living Caliph and the commands of Allah and the command of the Caliph, we should go. Or where the Caliph wants to take us according to the commands of Allah. If we will be praying with this realization, then at the same time you will be given capacity to reform yourself, and the Imam will have his task of supervision easier. Every Ahmadi must understand this subtle point, that whereas it is the responsibility of the Imam to establish justice and according to the command of Allah and His Messenger, give attention to the training of the Jamaat, he should try to remove their troubles and difficulties and pray for the Jamaat. And at the same time, Jamaat should also will have to have this realization that if we love Caliphate, then we should also try to look at inwards, and by examining ourselves, we should try to move our life in the direction that, according to the command of Allah and His Messenger, our life should move, or the direction in which the Caliph the living caliph wants to take us. And when the parents give attention to the training of their children, then they also create this, inculcate this realization in the children, and they awaken this, their realization that that for our honor and honor of the family, you should give up these evils actions and do good deeds, and do not speak such things which can disgrace us to others. To excite their feelings, it is necessary for the supervisor to, it is part of his responsibility. Therefore, every member of the Jamaat who attribute himself to the Jamaat of Messiah alayhi salam, then he should remember that by attributing himself to Messiah, he should not disgrace him. And Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has himself also mentioned it. Likewise, the responsibility of the Imam is that these days in the Jamaat, in the representation of the Imam and his representation, wherever the Jamaat are, there are office bearers which have been appointed. It is their responsibility also that they should establish justice in its true sense. And if at any time they have harm to themselves or to their relations, they should ignore it and they should try to discharge their duty of that representation which has been given to them, so that the living caliph also has the, they can help living caliph for that discharge of his responsibility, so that on the day of judgment he is successful. And every office bearer who is made responsible, and each office bearer will be asked about the circle of his responsibility. You must remember that in the, as a representative of the living caliph, they are also responsible in this sense. Therefore, you should never think that in any matter you can keep the living caliph in the dark. Of course, sometimes you can keep him in the dark, but the master on the day of judgment is God, and you cannot keep him in the dark. Therefore, every office bearer has a double responsibility. He must always keep this in mind, and this is the prayer which will can walk you on the right path. That you should try to discharge your responsibility with prayers. As far as I am concerned, where I say prayer for myself, I also pray for the office bearers, that Allah may establish them on equity and justice and walk them on the right path. Never should they commit an action which can also harm me. Here I should also remind the Jamaat that you should, if you will not be doing your duty correctly, as it is mentioned in the Hadith, that a servant is responsible for the property of the master. If you are not discharging your responsibility by doing your duty, which the living caliph has given to you, by not discharging that responsibility properly, you are also committing a crime of not looking after the property of the living caliph. If caliph has asked you for a suggestion, and if you do not give him advice, you are committing breach of trust. If by using justice you are not electing the office bearers for the office for which they have been elected, if your personal relationship and other relationship and family connections are coming in the way, then you are also rejecting Allah's command, تَعَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, that you should give over the trust to those who have the who can responsibly discharge it, that is, who can follow justice and are following the principle that whenever they have to take a decision, they must keep this command in view. That you should tahkumu bil adl, that you should decide with justice and equity. The responsibilities you have been given, you should discharge them by keeping all the requirement of justice in view. If you think that now here you can make do with things, and perhaps next life you will also be able to escape, but Allah and His Messenger says that on the Day of Judgment you will be questioned and put to account. So therefore it is the responsibility of the members to elect such people who have the capacity and do not fall into the personal relationship or family relationship. Likewise, under the representation of the living caliph, the office bearers have also great responsibility, and also responsibility of the members of the Jamaat, on whom who have been given the task of electing the right office bearers, and the looking after the property of the imam is that they have to discharge their responsibilities with justice. This is the year of elections in the Jamaat, and sometimes we get complaints, and therefore by discharging my responsibility wherever such complaints arise, I am reminding them to their responsibility. As I said, every thing you should do with prayer, and with prayers you should elect your office bearers, and always you should help your office bearers and also help me through prayers. Allah may enable me continuously to pray for you, and whatever responsibility is given to me, Allah may continue to give me capacity to discharge in the best possible way. The other thing to which the hadith has reminded us is the head of the family. As I said, the head of the family, sometimes the families, the tribes have also elected their heads. They must also remember that for their responsibility of the children and of the family is to with them, and they should make such actions, and their preferences should be which are according to the religious requirements. They should be have a strong link with the Jamaat, and Allah has reminded us to look after our rights. And only then we can do right training for those who are under our influence. If the you will pay attention to the prayers, only then you can remind your children and your wife to prayers. If you will honor and respect the administration of the Jamaat, then you can teach your wife and children. If you answer the call of the living caliph and pray for them, then you can be reminding your children and those under you for this. Therefore, the head of the family has a great responsibility. Otherwise, you must remember that the day of judgment is soon to be before you. Then the wife has been reminded that the wife is responsible to the for the husband, her honor, her property, her house. She should live in such a way that no one should raise their finger to it. She should spend the wealth of the husband properly. Sometimes they waste money for unnecessary expense to follow fashions. They should avoid it. They should train the children in such a way that they should have a link with the Jamaat and a link with the Caliphate and have that realization. They should have realized their responsibility. They should realize the responsibility of learning, and they should realize that they have to express highest moral standards, so that the husband should never complain to the wife that in my absence, because many of the time husbands are away from the home for their work, and that the wife is not discharging her responsibility properly. Not only this, but Allah's messenger also says that the complaint of the husband, and even if he will give any punishment, it is very minor. And this all will end here in this world. But you must remember that you will also be questioned on the day of judgment. And then Allah knows best how He will treat you. Allah may have mercy on everyone. Then it says that everyone will be asked to the property of the master. I have cited some example already that whatever responsibilities one have, if one is not discharging them, then he is not looking after the property of the master. If a man of any profession is not doing justice to it, then from the government or from the Jamaat or from the society, whatever responsibility he has been charged with, he has not discharged it properly. And as long as the civil rules are concerned and everyone is responsible to their department or the government, they are also answerable to God as well. Or in a spiritual system, in the administration of the Jamaat, the office bearer and a highest level, the matter reaches to the Imam, that the members of the Jamaat who are the property of God, if ignoring their training, they have not done their proper duty. And if you see in the eyes of the world, the people in the civil administration have also been made to realize this, that whatever property Allah has given you the responsibility to spend it properly for the property of the nation, by not discharging it properly, by not looking after their education and solving their other problem of the citizen, then you have been responsibility has been given to the Lord and Master of this world, and you have not discharged that responsibility. Therefore, you are also answerable. Therefore, to attract Allah's graces, you should also pay attention to prayer, so that God may enable everyone to discharge their individual responsibilities. There may be two or three or four things, but from the ordinary man to the imam, everyone has been made to realize their responsibility. May Allah enable everyone to discharge these responsibilities to His will. To protect yourself from the putting to account to God, there is also an example quoted in the hadith of one who was frightened. It is reported by Hazrat Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated the incident of a man, that there used to be one man who was granted wealth and children. When he was near his death, he told his children that I have been a father for, what type of father I have been for you? And they said, you have been the best father. He said, I have not left any good deed. When I will be presented to God, He will punish me. So listen carefully that when I die, you should burn me, and when I become cinders, you should grind me in such a way that there be such a dust that can fly even in the air. And when there is a strong wind, then you can spread my ashes. And he took a firm covenant from them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that by my God, they did exactly like that. Then Allah said to the dust that become embodied person again. And the wind collected it and made it a man again. Then Allah asked him, what had made you to do all this? He said, your fear. And Allah then showed mercy to him. So when Allah says, يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, it is one of its a picture for it, that his fear of God as he was dying created means for his forgiveness. Because Allah says in His Malik attribute, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, that Allah is most forgiving and ever merciful. So he entertained fear of God. As a result of that fear, he asked them to treat him after his death in this way. But the Malik showed mercy and created means of his forgiveness. However, a believer must also remember that this mercy of God does not increase one in evil, that Allah will forgive us so I can carry on doing whatever you do. But he should, this should make him turn to God, and by looking at his sinful acts, he reminds him to beg his forgiveness, to do istighfar and to worship of God. Because despite Allah being so Rahim, that Allah says, I will not forgive some sinful acts. For example, idolatry, I will not forgive. There is another report in the hadith, reported by Hazrat Abu Zar, may Allah be pleased with him. He reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to God and said that Allah says, O the Son of Man, you do not supplicate to me and you put hopes, you link hopes with me. Despite your sinful act, I will forgive you, even if your sinful acts are equal to the mass of the earth, and I will meet you with that forgiveness. And even if they go right up to the heaven, your evil acts, as long as you have not associated anything with me, and you, if you seek my forgiveness, I will forgive you and will not ignore all those sinful acts. So therefore it is necessary to save yourself from idolatry, and idolatry has various categories and kinds. Allah says, seek my forgiveness. Therefore, we are reminded to turn to prayer. Allah is master of the day of judgment, and you must keep His Malik attribute in view also. To become emboldened to commit sinful act, that Allah will anyway forgive you, Allah does not like this either. And that is why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that to seek forgiveness from the master, that he knows best how to treat one, and he forgives whom he wills and he punishes whom he wills. He has taught us a prayer. Hazrat Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both, reports that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ would lay in his bed, would pray.
Alhamdulillah, illadhi kafani wa awani wa at'amani wa saqani walladhi manna alayya wa afdala walladhi atani wa ajdala. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli halin. Allahumma rabba kulli shayin wa malika kulli shayin wa ilaha kulli shayin wa laka kullu shayin. A'udhu bika minan nar. Yani tamam tareeqe Allah ki.
So Huzoor has repeated all Arabic repair, all praises to Allah who is sufficient for me. And whoever gave me shelter and fed me and given me drink, and he gave me favor, and has all the praise is for Allah. O Allah, Lord of all, the King of all, the Lord of all, everything is for you. I seek protection from fire. That all these favors which Allah has shown, if you remember, you, the, there is no questions of idolatry and holding associate with God. And then there is another prayer, that by becoming the true grateful servant, I should continue to submit to you and bow to you and be in your shelter so that I am saved from the fire. Despite these examples, the forgiveness of Allah, which I have mentioned earlier, the Holy Prophet ﷺ to pray for himself, for whom the whole cosmos were created for him. He also understood, he had the full knowledge of Allah, because Allah loved him the most, and he continues to love him till today, because only through his agency one finds God. And he himself was the most who loved God most. For him to pray that, O Allah, save me from fire, tells us that the true believer, becoming the grateful servant of God, pays attention to supplications. And to say in the hadith of giving forgiveness, that Allah says, beg forgiveness from me, it also shows that it is necessary to go to the threshold of this God. It is necessary to move towards Him. Only then the situation will arise. That example, that the man who was walking towards good, that land was contracted, and the distance away from distance from the sinful place was extended. So by admitting your sinful act and to seek His forgiveness, to praise Him and to worship Him, is a means of protection from fire. May Allah enable all to say prayers and also keep them in His protection. There is another report. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah every night comes down to the nearest sky. When the last third part of the night remain, Allah says, who will call on me so that I accept him? Who will beg of me so that I can grant him? Who it is who seek forgiveness from me so that I can forgive him? This is a report from Bukhari. There is also a report from Muslim, from Hazrat Abu Huraira, that which says that when the third part of the night passes, Allah comes down on the heaven of the world and says, Anal Malik, Anal Malik, I am the true master and true king. Whosoever will pray to me, I will accept it for him. And whosoever will beg of me, I will grant him. And whoever will seek forgiveness, I will forgive him. And this continues till the sunrise. So whosoever is the master of heaven and earth, he himself is calling you and inviting you, come and beg of me. Take from me my, take share of my treasures. And even if I were to grant all of you continuously, there will be no shortage of my treasures. A king can fear of exhausting his treasures, but Allah says, I have no fear. Allah says that my treasure does not reduce by my grants as much as the wetness on the end of a needle if it's dipped in the ocean. There is a hadith in which Allah has mentioned some commands and some treasures. It is hadith Qudsi. Hazrat Abu Zar reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this command of Allah, that Allah said, O my servants, I have forbidden injustice on me, and I have declared it unlawful between you, so you must not do injustice to each other. Each one of you is misguided till I guide you, therefore you should seek guidance from me, I will guide you. First were morals, to do duty to each other, and secondly to pray and to seek forgiveness and seek guidance. Then he says, all my servant, you are all hungry except the one I feed, therefore you should seek a sustenance from me, I will give you sustenance. So Allah is the one who grants everything. A man is a humble man, entity, he must not show pride on anything. Even the great industrialist can in seconds become bankrupt, and many farmers can become go bankrupt and are destroyed. So Allah says, it's I who feed you, so oh my servants, each one of you is naked except the one I give dress, therefore you should seek dress from me, I will warn you and give you dress. O my servant, you commit mistakes day and night, and I seek all kinds of sins, therefore you should seek forgiveness. I will forgive you. Then he says, O my servant, if you want to harm me, even then you can do no harm. Even if you want to benefit me, you cannot do any benefit to me. Allah is above all such needs. O my servant, if all your previous and the later people and jinn and men can become like the most holy, this will not add anything to my empire and sovereignty. If all become pious, they are not for me, they are for your own good. So he said, O my servant, if all your past and the future people and jinn and men become like this, the one who is the poorest man among you, this will not reduce anything from you. That if they become evil and they do not act upon me, and they do not walk on the paths which I have commanded, it makes no difference to me. It makes only difference to you. Then Allah says, O my servant, if all your past and the future generations and your jinn and men were to stand in a field and beg of me, and I were to grant everything they beg, it will not reduce from my treasure as the wetness on the end of a needle is when it's dipped in treasure. They are unlimited treasures of God. So he says, O my servant, these are your actions that I will put before you, and I will reward you fully. That those who should get best reward, he should praise Allah, and those who finds it against him, he should only blame himself. If you will do good deed, Allah will reward you for that. If you will not do good deed, then you will be deprived. And if you are punished, suffer, you should blame only yourself. As has been mentioned in previous ahadith, how Allah forgives His servant. But about those who suffer punishment, says that you should only blame yourself for suffering. That this Ghafoorul Rahim, and despite His being Malik, you have not benefited from His court. Now I will put before you the personal example of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, how Allah had manifested His Malik attribute on him, and how the Holy Prophet ﷺ has reflected this attribute. I will mention to you. Once a man was brought to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and said he had come with an intention to kill you. The Holy Prophet ﷺ addressed him and said, he was trembling when he was captured, and he was fearful that he will be punished. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, do not fear, do not fear. And even if you intended, you would not have succeeded against me. So, despite having power over this man when he was captured, the Holy Prophet ﷺ mentioned the attribute of God of forgiving, and he forgave him. Secondly, by having full trust in the promise of Allah, that Wallahu Yasimuka Minan Nas, that Allah will protect you from the harm of the people, told him that even if you had intended, I who are the true messenger of God and most beloved of God, who has taken responsibility of my protection, whose property I am and under whose control I am, he will protect me. And he will not let anyone you or like you to succeed against me. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that not to be murdered at the hand of anyone of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is a great miracle. and is an evidence of the truth of the Holy Quran, because there is a prophecy in the Holy Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَاسِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And this prophecy was also mentioned in the previous books, that the last prophet, the latter-day prophet, will not be killed at the hand of anyone. Then you can see how Allah treated the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when people had injured him, and he was bleeding and sitting on one side while when he visited Taif. When Allah's displeasure also came into action against the opponents, and what were the dialogue between the Holy Prophet and Hazrat Jibreel? When Hazrat, when his people denied him, Hazrat Jibreel came to him and says, Allah had heard your complaint about your people, and you have heard his reply. Allah has commanded the angels of the hills, that mountains, that whatever command you want to give it to them, you can give. So the angel of the mountains addressed him and said salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and said, you can give command to me about these people if you like. I can grind them between these two mountains. The Holy Prophet ﷺ addressed the angels of the mountains and said, no, what I would prefer, that Allah should create such people from their progeny who will worship one and only God and would hold no associate with him. So this was his example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that despite having full control and power, he is trying to save the opponents from punishment. He knows that Allah's Malik Yawmiddin attribute is can punish them even in this world, very world. However, his attribute of forgiveness is also under this Malik attribute, and he was the reflection of the same attribute, and he also had the firm faith on the promises of God, that when Allah has raised him, that eventually the victory will be for me. And that is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, and with this firm faith, by keeping his attribute in view, that O angel who has been sent and appointed for their punishment through mountains, breaking the mountains, there are many settlements in the world which were destroyed this way, who had disobeyed God, and they were buried under the mountains. But Allah has also made the mountains a means of giving life, and therefore I know that the rain of the spiritual rain which Allah is sending down through me, and the springs that are sprouting of benefit, they will become a means of their life. And either these people or their progenies will become the lush crops, spiritual crops, and the world is a testimony that Allah accepted his prayers and his verdict, and all those people fell in his lap who were after his life, they were shedding their blood for him. So these are the sites of the Malik's treatment with God, and in this period, whatever promises Allah has said to his most beloved Messiah, and we see every day fulfilling them, and we will inshallah see them in the future. He is the master of all the master. He is the perfect master, and he is taking the benefit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through promised Messiah to the world. It will inshallah spread and flourish, and Allah will inshallah make promised Messiah victorious. Allah revealed to him that a prophet came to the world, but people did not accept him, but Allah will accept him and through establish his truth through great onslaughts, and he will be given a great country and treasures will be given to him. Therefore, this is the promise of God, and this great empire is not of this world, but it is spiritual kingdom. The spirit for establishing the spiritual kingdom, the whole world will be given to promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He will be given such sovereignty which boundaries are not limited to the geographical boundaries, but they are spread throughout the world. And those spiritual treasures which were given to him are being divided in everywhere in the world. So this is a God with the two promises who every day is taking us to this great victory of this great country and is showing the sign. Then Promised Messiah also had another revelation. He says, Allah has given me this glad tiding that Allah will bring the poor and also the kings as my followers. I will give you blessing upon blessing till the king shall seek blessing from thy garment, and they will take pledge then as though the kingdom will also belong to the same people. Then I was shown those kings which were riding horses, and they were not less than 6 or 7. The treatment of Allah with the Holy Prophet, Promised Messiah والسلام, through visions, dreams and revelations. I will mention a vision which was felt even those who were sitting in his company. Hazrat Promised Messiah والسلام, says, once I remember that I saw in a state of vision that I had written some matters of destiny with my own hand, that in the future this will happen. And then I gave to God for his signature and approval. And Promised Messiah says that in vision and true dreams it often happens that the attributes of majesty or beauty can become embodied like man, and they can become embodied, and man can see it, and he knows for sure that is God. And this is proved by those who have visionary experiences, and no such experienced man can deny it. So the same attribute of beauty that I saw in that state, that as though I had given some papers approve and sign, which were of future destiny. And God, who was then manifested as a ruler, he had put his pen in the red ink pot and shook some ink off it. He signed with the rest of the ink that remained on the pen. With that, when I opened my eyes and saw outside, I saw a fresh spots of ink on my dress. And there was one of my disciple, Abdullah Naam, who was sitting next to me, there were few drops also fell on his turban. And so that visionary state materialized, and you could see it outside, and this was experienced. So when Allah had shaken the ink off the pen to sign it, that ink also materialized, and one could see materially, and it fell on Huzur's dress and also on the cap of his companion. Hazrat Abdullah Sinauri, Maulvi Abdullah Sinauri Sahib, who mentions this when he was sitting next to him, he said, this is how it happened. He said, I was massaging his feet, that there was also a spot of ink on his feet. He said it was 27th of Ramadan. And it was the last 10 months of the month of Ramadan. It was the day of Friday. And I was massaging his feet, and I saw this was a blessed month, and Allah should show me some sign. I certainly saw that the body of the Holy Prophet's promised Messiah was shaking, and he was also shedding tears. Then I realized that something, some drops have fell. And where I was massaging the foot, it was falling the ink, and I put it on my, I touched it with my finger, and there was no perfume in it, and it was fresh ink and spread. And the promised Messiah والسلام, then sat up, and I said, please give me this shirt with these drops. But promised Messiah did not agree. Then with my insistence, he agreed with a promise that see if some drops have fallen on you. He had a white cap, and there were one or two drops on him. And promised Messiah والسلام, gave his shirt with these spots, that in case this become a means of idolatry, he took promise from him that it will be buried with him when he dies. So after writing all this, Abdullah Sinauri Sahib says that this is my witness and testimony of by seeing with my own sight. By God I say, by the oath of God I say, whatever I have written is through and through truth, and if it is a lie, then may Allah's curse be on me, and may I suffer his punishment. So this was his true witness and testimony of this particular incident. That Allah had also shown this materialization to the companion who was sitting with him. As I said, Allah showing us every day the promises with promised Messiah being fulfilled, and He will continue to show in future also. And all those promises which have yet outstanding, and those signs which have yet to be fulfilled, may Allah enable us to see them fulfilled in our own life. And we must also be buying to that Master always.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له فنشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر